Welcome to the Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet. Breathe, eat, sleep, thrive in every aspect of your life. What does thriving actually mean? Thriving is not a word, it's an action, a way of living. And that's what the Best Living Show is all about. So get ready, step into a new narrative and find a new way of being. There's a beautiful connection, a spark that flies at the intersection between the genetic code and your internal guidance system. We're going to throw away the culture that would tell us that thriving is something only for a few. Every one of us is unique. It's our time to discover why. The Best Living Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Best Living Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, and I want you to stay tuned for the next hour with us, because we are going to discuss a topic that's super important, and that's mindset, getting out of your comfort zone, secrets to success. And I couldn't be happier to discuss this because, as you know, we talk a lot about epigenetics on the show, but one of the things that influences your epigenome is, well, everything. And so if you're not sleeping well because you don't feel like you're successful, or if you're under stress because you don't feel like you're successful, guess what? That's affecting your epigenome. And so today, I want to welcome to the show Belinda Ginter. She's a leading industry expert. She's certified an emotional kinesiologist and a mindset expert. She's published advice in Cosmopolitan, Business Insider, Huffington Post, The Globe and Mail, plus other large-scale publications. She's taken the stage internationally to share her mindset knowledge with audiences in 5 countries. She's worked with the top industry leading companies to strengthen their mindset for their staff and their clients. And she looks at corporate culture and the values and celebrates diversity, inclusion, equality. She's got thousands of clinical coaching hours. She's worked with clients all across the world. So she's so qualified here. And she actually does have her own personal and corporate clients that she has created a coaching certification program for, and really to help them become profitable mindset coaches. And, you know, it all starts with what goes on in our heads. So welcome to the show, Belinda.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. We haven't been around each other's energy in a while, so I'm just really excited to see, you know, where this amazing discussion will go. We're just as excited as you, listeners.
Yep. And the thing is, like, we met through a coaching situation, which was yes. Cool. And I know you challenged me a few times on some of my thoughts and my beliefs. And I thought, well, I've got to have Belinda on the show, because and her name is Unstoppable Belinda, because that's how her mindset is. She just doesn't believe that anything is going to hold her back. And that's what she instills in anybody that she works with. And I know she pushed me to go out of my comfort zone a few times, which good. Is what we're going to talk about today. And you talk about this unsafe zone. This is where, like, the magic happens. What is that unsafe zone? It can be kind of scary to people, but what is that for you?
Well, it's terrifying, to be honest with you. And it's kind of where I live. I think I feel nauseous most days, to be honest with you. So it has become my norm, but it took me a long time to get it my norm. Mm-hmm. Basically, when you think of it this way, like, we're trained by society to know that anything that's predictable is safe. And it's a very big misconception. So then the opposite, we think it's true, that if something is unknown or new or foreign to us, that it must be unsafe. Right. And these are huge misconceptions that people build whole lives on. They think that they can bank on it if it's safe and predictable, but we all know that the only thing constant in life is change.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Whether you like it or not, life is going to do its thing, and curveballs will be thrown your way, and different situations will come up. Sometimes we'll move unpredictably, or someone will get a new job in the family, or someone gets right. laid off. Like, change is going to happen whether we like it or not. Right. So when we get to a place where we start taking charge of our mindset, we're basically saying, and what I mean by unstoppable, By the way, I called myself that long before I was, and it was to bring that into my life. You know, sometimes we have to create these alter egos so that we can become the person that we want to be in the future. And that was definitely one of those cases. But to become unstoppable, what I'm really talking about is to making those unnorms safe, those unnatural things, that unnatural feeling, that uncomfortable feeling, that foreign feeling that we feel, and learning the opposite of what society is teaching you, learning that it can be a safe place and that you can live there very successfully and very happily.
Awesome. So it's actually, as you talked, it reminded me of there's a story, a parable of Who Moved My Cheese and the little mice, and they would go out into the maze and they would eat the cheese. And then every day they would go eat the cheese. And then one day there was no cheese and their names were Ha. And they hemmed and hawed about what they were going to do. But eventually one of them went out and said, I got to find some cheese here. And so that what you're saying is exactly that. You may go out every day. Everything's the same. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's different. And are you going to stay there and hem and haw? Or are you going to go back out into the maze, even though it's scary and you haven't known where, you know, what's out there, and find something new and exciting, maybe different cheese, right?
Well, it builds character, right? Because when that cheese gets moved from us, that predictable thing, what happens is we become resourceful. We start to figure things out. We start to explore. We start to do all these things that build character, that if we didn't do those things, we wouldn't have strong characteristics that we're sending out to the world. The other thing is, like, hemming and hawing, I love that analogy. I haven't heard that before. I love that. Really is what people describe as being stuck. And you hear that time and time again, I'm stuck. And I think every client I have, when I first do my initial call with them, they're like, oh, I'm stuck in my relationship, or I'm stuck in my finances, I'm stuck in my career, or whatever it will be that they're bringing to me. However, the truth is nobody's stuck. Like, that's just a term that we've all hidden behind. Really what is happening there is that we are consciously choosing not to make a decision.
Right.
And we're doing that day after day. We actually know, you know, we can either venture out or stay here, but we choose not to make that decision. And it gives us that feeling of being stuck in our lives, in every aspect of our lives that can happen.
Right. So how do we, like I said, we feel like, as you said, people get stuck and you feel like you know, you've got to find something else. You've got to go to the next level, is what we kind of call it. We've got to level up, or we've got to go to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, why do we need to do that? You know, like why, I mean, uncomfortable as it is to stay stuck. So many people do stay stuck and not like change. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we don't, you know, why do we constantly need to kind of improve ourselves and level up, as you say?
Great question. So when we're feeling that stuck feeling and we're not making a decision, we're doing the same predictable behaviors over and over and over again and expecting a different result, it's actually the definition of insanity.
Right.
Doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. But we kind of giggle about it, but how many times in our lives, maybe with, I find this comes up a big time with expectations. Maybe we want someone to change, and every time they call us, say a mother or a sister or a best friend, we're like, oh, maybe today they'll be different when they call me and they'll be loving and supportive. And every time we pick up the phone, we're expecting that. And then we hurt our own feelings. They don't hurt our feelings. We hurt our own feelings time and time again, because expectations are another place where we are choosing to be stuck. And, you know, people can stay stuck for the rest of their lives, but then they're not living their full life. They're not going to their full potential. So some people don't care about that. They're just pretty much numb to life. They punch a clock. They're miserable every day. They come home, they watch TV, they go to bed. But there are ones that do want something different, that know they're capable of more, that have like a little dream or a little fire in their heart, telling them to become more or do more, or they can be more. And those are the people we want to talk to. I can't do anything as someone who's stuck in victimhood or life sucks. I don't, you know, I can't see any way out. Cause they're not ready yet to do the work basically. You know, you do the work when you're ready. And sometimes we have to hit rock bottom or a situation that kicks our butt so much, but the little fire under it to make some change and to go on. But I do believe at our core, most humans want to live a good life and whatever they define as a good life. And it's different for everybody.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that most people, even if they're afraid and they've been stuck for a while because they're afraid, there's still a drive for that, what I call the intentional thriving. They want to be able to thrive and they want to find a way to intentionally thrive. And so that is really, how do we do that? So what tips do you have if someone's kind of been stuck, they've been stuck for a while and they know that they've kind of got to get out of their comfort zone and they to be able to go to the next level, whatever it is they're trying to achieve, how do they sit with that feeling and like move through it?
Well, basically you have to have faith, and you have to have faith in a number of different things. You have to have faith in yourself. You have to have faith that you make good judgments, that you make good decisions, that you are logical, that you can be strategic, that you can come up with a plan for yourself to see it. And that takes a lot of courage. It absolutely does. But I always am a big fan of not ripping the Band-Aid off all at once, because I think people sometimes go into shock, right? So just say you're working this like full-time job, it's secure, you're making 150,000 or plus per year, but you want to now go start your own business. I'm not a big fan of just ripping that Band-Aid off completely and then putting your business in the sink or swim kind of environment, because it's very hard to create from lack. It is actually the most difficult thing you can do. So I'm a big fan of being kind to yourself during transitions in your life. And by being kind to yourself, you can do things every day to get to your goal or your dream. So you're working towards it every day, but you're not putting your finances into shock, you into shock, your family into shock, those type of things. There's a way to do it very healthy. Like when I started my coaching business, I worked full time, but I had an office where I could shut the door. So I would do sessions on my lunch. So I had one session from like 12 to 1, and then I would go home, take care of my kids, get everyone off to bed, and I'd start sessions again from 9 to 10, 10 to 11. So I could do three sessions a day while I worked full time to slowly build up my clientele to the point that, okay, now I can open up on Saturdays. So I'd open Saturday morning till it was full. Then I added Saturday afternoon. Then I added Sunday afternoon. Now, was it a lot? Absolutely. But it was a short-term hustle. It was like a smart hustle because it had an end point for one, and it was strategic to get me to where I was. So by the time I got to where my Sundays were full, it was time and profitable enough that I could leave my full-time job, then switch those clients over to more reasonable hours where I'm not working 24/7. But by doing it that way, I didn't put myself into shock. So I was uncomfortable, but I was financing myself all the way along. So, you know, it's kind of like, I'm forgetting what movie it is, but where the psychologist was like, baby steps, you know, baby steps, like to get to where you want. And it is actually true. And you can build something very profitable. If you change by 1% a day, at the end of the year, you've changed 365%. That's drastic. That's fantastic. Right. But it
What you're saying is so true. Cause I think a lot of, I've read a lot of self-help and coaching books and stuff over the years. And I think a lot of them say like used to anyway, a decade or so ago, like burn the boats, you know, just go full time.
Oh yeah.
And like, if you're uncomfortable, you'll make it happen. And so what you're saying is something kind of the opposite, like, no, keep your day job, ease into it, see how it feels, start to make things happen. And then when you feel you can make the transition, you do that. So how do you know when you started to get to the next level? You know, does that uncomfortable feeling go away, or, you know, is there some
not change? If you're doing it right. If you're doing it right and you're growing every day, you should feel some sense of being uncomfortable. If you have no sense of uncomfortable in your life at all, you really aren't growing is the truth. So if you're going to the gym and you just do the same things every time you go there, you're kind of playing at the gym. Like, I remember when I was a teenager, I could literally go to the gym for hours and not go to the gym. I would go there and I would look like I was doing stuff. I'd just be talking and chatting and hanging out with people. I was gone for the length of the time that you would go to the gym, and I was physically in the gym. That wasn't working out. And that's how we can be in life. We can be playing life. We can be playing business. I always say there's people who have their business as a hobby farm, not as an actual business, where they treat it just like a hobby. It's usually an expensive hobby, by the way. But they're not doing the things. Like, you need to be doing 4 solid things a day at least to be moving your life forward. So that's in your relationships, that's physically, that's mentally, spiritually, every area of your life. You should be doing at least 4 key things in each area where you can say, because I'm doing this today, I am going to see a return on this in the near future.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those 4 things and your secrets to success. Because I know everybody out there is like going, okay, this is a different spin on things. I like what I'm hearing. And, you know, we definitely want to hear more. So you're listening to the Best Living Show. I'm Dr. Rachel Sweet. And we will be right back with more fantastic information from Belinda after we have a short break.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Thriving is not a word, it's an action, a state of being. Tune in to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, every first and third Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will help you dig deep to find your state of thrive by looking at psychology, brain health, epigenetics, and more. We are more than our code. It's a different kind of code. It's the best living code. Visit DrRachelSweet.com. That's Dr. Rachel Sweet.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldrop, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com today.
We are back on the Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet. And today my guest is Belinda Ginter. And before we continue, Belinda, because we've got so much to talk about, but I want to make sure everybody knows where they can get a hold of you. How can they find out more about you? Where will we direct them?
Absolutely. So on social media at my name, so Belinda Ginter, I'm on Facebook. I am on Instagram. You can find me there. And then, of course, my website, which is just my name.com, lindaginter.com. Definitely reach out if you have any questions or if you even want to share some ahas you've had from our show today. I would love to hear the feedback, and I'm sure Rachel will too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, so we have been discussing getting out of the comfort zone, feeling that uncomfortable feeling, and how we're going to move through that. And you said that there were four things that we have to do every day, and you kind of mentioned them quickly. What are those four things? Let's explore that a little bit now, because I'm interested to hear what that's about.
Four sections you have to do, but you have to do four things. So if we think about, like, in our relationships, we have to pick four things. Physically, we have to pick four things. In our careers or jobs or our businesses, we have to pick four things. Okay. And then physically, you know, and spiritually. So if you look at putting your life into components, then they're easier to break down. So you can say today, like, what are the four things I could do to move my relationship ahead? So maybe you're married or have a partner or a boyfriend or girlfriend, or you're in that space and you're just like, what can I do today? What four things can I do today to move that specific relationship ahead? And maybe, like, the next day it's like, okay, my relationship with my clients, say, what are four things I can do to move that ahead? But you're always looking at relationships, which is one. Physically the same. What can I do physically for myself that, you know, I can see some changes? We were talking about going to the gym, and sometimes you don't see the physical changes going to the gym, but you see the mental. So one of those things for physical, one of the four could be, you know, I'm going to hit the gym today. I'm actually going to work out. Or it can be, you know, I'm going to get out in the sunshine more, get some vitamin D.
Yeah,
it's a small thing, but it is massive for how we feel.
Right.
Maybe it's, I'm going to take three breaks today. You know, I'm going to kind of break up my work schedule, so I'm getting three big breaks so I can just do something nurturing for myself. Have a tea, get outside, go for a walk, walk the dogs, something like that. Again, they're small, small things. I think everybody thinks mindset and they think I have to change my whole life. It's something like big and massive. And it's not. It's these small practical steps we take every day. Spiritually, it could be, I'm going to listen to some more podcasts and educate myself. Or I'm going to read some, like, educational books that make me feel good.
Right.
Well, maybe a true crime book makes you feel good. If that's the case, then that's okay. I'm not here to judge anyone. Like, really, I think the biggest thing is when people are giving advice, it shouldn't be blanketed. I think you really have to take the advice and make it uniquely you. So when you're thinking of those four things, I'm just giving examples here, but think uniquely what your body needs, how you think you could nurture relationships. Sometimes, you know, in my relationship one, I'll send out thank you cards to friends, or surprise them with a gift from Amazon that they're not expecting, or, you know, just little touches that, like, keep people knowing I'm thinking of them. It can be as simple as a text in the morning. Good morning. I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
You know, so these things aren't challenging, but it's just, how can you move those areas of your life forward? What four things can you do today to make tomorrow feel different for you?
So it's one in each of the areas, right?
No, I do four in each of the areas. You can start. Again,
I was gonna maybe start with one in each, and then if you feel like you can go to two,
because
I think it could feel overwhelming to find, like, four maybe to start. I don't know.
It is, but it challenges you. It gets you thinking. It gets you being more mindful. I try and do it first thing in the morning when I'm the most alert too. If you're most alert at night, some night owls, this is a great time to do it at night for the day, like the next day type thing. Right. So you're planning your day. And that actually goes into one of my success principles, and that is prepare the night before for the day to come. All the time, if you are putting thought and you're slowing yourself down enough and you're giving yourself space and time, you will be way more mindful, thoughtful, caring, and present the next day. And that will benefit everything you do that day, whether it's run the kids to sports or, you know, do a podcast interview, or maybe you're writing articles, maybe, you know, there's all sorts of things that you get. But even more mindful, maybe when you're cooking and you more normally would just grab something on the way home, but instead you go home and you mindfully stop and slow down and right. chop up some vegetables and make that a more self-love kind of job. But right. I think planning the night before for the next day is such a beautiful, simple success principle that people forget about.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, you can, like, once the kids get to bed or whatever, you can carve out that half an hour just to think, okay, what is, you know, what's my plan for tomorrow? What are my four things that I'm going to do for myself, for my relationships, or, you know, my physical well-being?
Physically, spiritually.
You know, I mean, sometimes you may already have, like, hey, I go to the gym every day, so that's locked in, but what else could I do?
You know, and that's the thing, you can't
getting
cheat.
A mani pedicure or something on the weekend.
So if right? it's something you do every day, then that doesn't count because that's not moving you forward. That's something you already do automatically.
Okay.
What is something different you can bring to the table? Something unique to that day you can bring to the table to bring something else forth. And my biggest suggestion is that if it's nurturing for you, you'll do it. So that's true for everything. Like me, I can't go to a gym. I need to go to a gym where the music's loud, where there's lots of chatter, where there's, because that's my personality. I thrive in those type of things. I nearly die in yoga unless they're doing like a jam class to music, because that's not how I roll, right. basically. I do love yoga, but it's challenging.
You gotta
for
do
me
Zumba, right? Like more energetic.
That's right. Like that's more who I am, and I'm more apt to go. So I'm setting myself up for more success if I go to the places that uniquely suit my needs. And I think the same is like, if you're going to start doing things at night to plan for the next day, make it soothing, make it something you enjoy. Maybe I'll usually have music on, have a cappuccino or a hot tea or a glass of wine, and I'll sit so it's pleasurable. Right. It's not a to-do list. It's not homework. It's growth work.
It's you different. Work, right?
Yes. And when you make it about like you time and you carving out the time and it's like an act of self-love, it's completely different. Okay. And you're more apt to do it. And you're more apt to do it consistently. Right.
And I guess, I mean, is there any best way to do this? I mean, probably it's the way the client wants to do it, right? Journaling or in their day planner, or, I mean, have you found a way that works?
There's really no wrong way. And that's the best part of this. Like you can be completely flexible. Some people are more verbal, so they'll do a voice clip in their phone.
Some people,
I'm more written, and I have like, even with my calendar, your laugh, like I'm visual. So I have to see things right in front of me. I'm very tactile. I have to write things down. So for me, I have to have it written down in some place that's visible. So when I start the day next day, I come down, but it takes so much pressure off the next day when I sit down at my desk, because it's already been pre-thought out. I don't have to sit there and feel stuck of like, okay, what do I need to do now? And it's hard to think in the moment.
Right. Yeah. Because I think like, and I just know this is true for me, and I'm sure it for others, is that once you get into your day, things start coming at you. And before you know it, it's lunchtime. Before you know it, it's the afternoon. And so if you have, you know, like I at night, I get my gym clothes ready so that in the morning, I just grab the bag.
See, right? That sets you up for success.
Grab
it's
the
hard
bag
to get and up and think about what am I going to wear, or
right.
I've got to get my locker for the gym, those type of things. Like, I love that example because that's exactly what we're talking about. And I think it's just setting yourself up for success beforehand. And it takes all the guesswork out of it. And when there's no guesswork, you're more apt to be consistent with an activity.
Right.
If there's a lot of guesswork and you have to think on your feet, you're more apt to put it off.
Right.
And you're right. If it's not scheduled, it won't happen is the truth.
Right.
It's just won't. So
yeah.
I schedule in my breaks. I schedule in my lunches. I schedule in the gym. Like my calendar is bright and beautiful.
All the different
it has all of these things. Like schedule, but I schedule time to read. I schedule time to journal because honestly, like as a mom of two who are in like rep sports and musical theater and you name it, I just run. Like my day can become a blur, let alone seeing all my clients in a day. And my husband's a busy chiropractor, acupuncture. I run his clinics. I like, so if I don't do this, then I won't be successful. And and I've tried it and found out that that is true.
Right.
So I now think ahead. I now plan ahead, not so it's so scheduled and rigid. Like, and I think that's why people don't do it, because they're afraid of becoming rigid and being put in a box. It actually creates the opposite. You have more flexibility when things are all scheduled, because at least you know of everything in advance. And then you can say, well, I'm not going to journal here. I'm going to move it down here, but it still stays in the same day and it still happens.
Right.
So it's still a priority to you. So your priorities should all be scheduled.
So there is like movement in there. So
again, yes,
it's something that should flow and be comfortable and feel good to you. And if it's not happening in that moment, then just, when can I fit this in? You know, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Instead, well, sometimes of right we now. Get into like, so a phone will ring, something becomes an urgency that we didn't realize. Those things are going to happen. I just say, as long as it happens within the same day. So before I close my eyes, I've done those activities. So sometimes my day's been wiped because the kid's been sick at school and I have to go get them. And then I come back, but then I can still hop on the treadmill once they go to bed. And it may be 11 o'clock at night, but I'm not going to go to bed until the things I promised myself, because it's just being accountable to me, the things I promised myself and my growth happens. But it doesn't matter when they happen within the time I'm awake. Yeah, just that they happen.
And then I think, so there's a couple of things that you said there. One is, remember, you're doing it for you and nobody else. These are things for you and for your growth. Mm-hmm. And so that's one way to think about it. But I think also, if you do have to move things around, and I know you said you're not going to leave the day until it's done. I mean, but is it okay, like, to say, look, maybe we didn't get one of the things, then we can give ourselves some grace and tomorrow we'll do better?
Yes, but my personality can't do that, because if I give myself grace, a day becomes 2 weeks, becomes 3 months really fast for me.
Right.
So I have to be careful with that, because I'm really good at giving myself grace. And that's, you'll get to know yourself, right? And if you find out that, like, oh, I'm great at giving myself grace, so I'll do that all the time, then you have to tighten the reins. If it's here, you know, once in a while, of course. I mean, we don't live rigid lives. Things are going to happen. Sometimes you don't get the gym in, but maybe you can, just before you go to bed, just doing like 5-10 minutes of stretching. That's still a physical activity. It doesn't have to be exactly what you put in your agenda.
Okay,
it just has to be some form of it. Or maybe you just go for a walk after dinner instead. Again, that's perfectly fine. You're check marking. It was a physical activity that you promised yourself you would do for 20 minutes is all.
Okay. So there we go. So it is being true to yourself. It's honoring what you said you're going to do, but
being
flexible in perhaps meeting that target, but maybe in a different way. And you just get to know yourself a little bit better in doing that. All right, cool. And so you mentioned that you've got some other success principles that you kind of work with your clients and things like that. What other success tips can we use to get out of our comfort zone?
Well, I think success tips are very wide. I mean, you could Google that and it would be amazing what would come up, I'm sure, because they are very unique to specific people. But there's some things we see over and over again. And that's what I've seen in my coaching practice after 6,000 hours coaching. But one of the biggest keys to success is clarity. Most people try and have success, but they're not clear on why they're doing it, where they want it to go, what they want it to look like, how they're going to get there. And then when they don't have the clarity, they can't get the success. So they just spin.
Right.
Right. So you need to spend the time when you set a goal or you set, intentions for yourself of, I want to have this in my life. Okay. Again, let's deep dive for a few minutes. You know, why do I want that? How is that going to make me feel when I arrive?
Right.
How am I going to feel during the journey? Is it realistic with the time frame I have? Is it realistic with the time I can devote to it? So really taking the time to develop clarity around it. A lot of people are working towards goals, but they don't even know how it's like what it's going to look like when they get there because they haven't thought ahead.
Yeah. You know,
so it's like they keep missing their goal. Yeah. They probably hit it 100 times. Yeah. But they keep working on the same thing. And, you know, one thing that people who love success or high achievers do is that they often don't give themselves the success. So when we get close to the line of that we're going to win, like crossing that finish line, we often move the finish line back.
Right.
Because we want to constantly challenge, like we do love challenges.
So we don't accept the win. And then like,
we don't even give ourselves the win. No, we just change the rules. We get in there and just move the damn thing back. The goalpost goes back. The finishing line goes back. So you have to be careful that you're not doing that, but having clarity of what, where the goalpost is or where the finishing line is, what that's going to look like, will let you know if you're getting close to getting there.
Right.
And I think really, you know, I know it gets said time and time again, because Simon Sinek has said it and is one of the best YouTube videos most looked at, but really knowing your why, it's not a cliche. You have to have a reason why you're doing this thing, but you have to have a personal why and you have to have a world why. Oh, yes. And they're different things. Okay. So personal why is how it's going to affect you and maybe your immediate family when you achieve this goal or dream or success. A world why is what you're going to do in the world with that success and how you're going to impact the world in a positive way with that success. Because I'm here to tell you that there's days that your personal why is not going to motivate you. It will motivate for a period of time, but then if you have a really bad patch, which we all do, and we can admit that, there's no shame in that, you have a day of contrast where everything seems to go, your personal why, you'll just be like, I don't care about it so fast. But if you have a world why, and you know, by doing these actions and staying consistent and whatever, I'll be able to do X, Y, Z in the world and make a change, you will be able to push past that day where you don't feel it. Feelings are a really bad judge of anything. We get lied to by our feelings 24/7.
Wow, that's a really good perspective, because I think you know, obviously, yes, the why is something I've heard for years and years. You got to know why you're doing something, but they never really, you know, it's always
they
like,
never expand that out to
you, but never about the world why. So that's something new that I, never even thought about. Well, we're going to take another quick break now. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about getting out of your comfort zone, success, and we're going to go into a little bit about relationships, which will be exciting because we all have them and we all want better relationships. So we'll be right back after a short break. I'm Dr. Rachel Sweet, and you're listening to The Best Living Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thriving is not a word, it's an action, a state of being. Tune in to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, every first and third Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will help you dig deep to find your state of thrive by looking at psychology, brain health, epigenetics, and more. We are more than our code. It's a different kind of code. It's the best living code. Visit DrRachelSweet.com. That's Dr. Rachel Sweet.
I am Parissa Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Parissa Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Are you looking to up-level your leadership style to create greater results and have more success, but not sure where to start? Executive Coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit KahlbergCoaching.com for a free consultation. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today. Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Welcome back to the Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, and I have with me today the unstoppable Belinda Ginter. And we have been talking about getting out of the comfort zone and really some of the tips and tricks on how to do that. And one of the things we just learned, which I thought was fantastic, is having not only a personal why, which everybody has kind of heard that over the years, you know why you're doing this, but having a world why, that why that's bigger than you. And I said, wow, I feel like that's a missing piece there. So, and then Belinda was just saying, like, when we're on the break, like, you know, write this out, put it in front of you so that you can see it every day. Put your why in your gym bag so you know why you're going to the gym, or, you know, in your fridge, maybe. Like, you could put why you're not got eating certain food in your fridge, right?
Right. That would be powerful if each time you open the door, you say why you're not grabbing junk food.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. I mean, this is great, really practical stuff that I can put, and anybody can put into practice today, right? We can go, we can go write that out. So I want to segue now. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships. We talked about doing some things every day to, like, move our relationships forward. And relationships are super important, not only with ourselves, right? We have a relationship with ourselves. We have a relationship with our partners, our family members, but we also have relationships with coworkers and clients and, you know, the whole world, if you like.
Neighbors.
Right. Yeah. We have all these relationships, and sometimes they can get frustrating, or, you know, if we're not communicating correctly, they can be, get out of whack, if you like, because we said something, they've misperceived it, and who knows. So how can we, like, refresh if we've got a relationship, we're kind of thinking, I really want that to be better. What can we do to refresh relationships?
Well, you nailed it already, and you didn't even realize that the biggest thing you can do is change up your communication, because if something's become rocky, that just means the communication has become off. The energy is not right because there's something in between you guys. So, you know, the hardest thing for humans to have are difficult conversations. You know, the gut-wrenching ones that you put off, and
the confrontational,
like,
ones.
You can't even really get them out of your mouth. And I think the reason why we get like that is because we've already prejudged them as being confrontational. But the truth is, we have no idea if they'll become confrontational or not. And what I can tell you time and time and time again, doing as many coaching sessions as I have all over the world, is that this is a global problem. First of all, this isn't an American problem, a Canadian problem, a, you know, Costa Rican problem. This is across the board. But you can't have one of those gut-wrenching, open your soul, clear communication, complete honesty conversations without growth happening on both sides.
Right.
That is when your most growth happens, for you and the person you're communicating to. So one of the biggest things is we have to watch our timing. We have to have proper timing to have these communications and to have these difficult conversations. We have to be using proper tone. And we can only be talking about the present. You can't go back and say, well, you always, or last month you did. Like, you have to keep yourself very grounded in the moment and very present. If you're very present, your mind's not apt to go reaching for the past.
Right.
So, but tone is a very huge thing. You come in with the wrong tone at the wrong timing, and it's just going to blow up, right? Any conversation you try to have, whether it's difficult or not.
Right.
It has to be almost, hey, listen, we need to have a sit down about this. Please come with an open mind and an open heart. I just have good intent, but there's some things that are weighing heavy on me that I need to bring up. And I just need a safe space to do it. Mm-hmm. When you come with that tone, with that presence, with that intent. So intent, tone, and timing is what I want you to think about in your relationships. Right. Because most of the stuff that goes rocky in relationships has to do with one of the three. Your intent, your tone, or your timing. Sometimes we just had bad intent. We've had a bad day. We're making sure everybody has a bad day. You know, or we're worried about something or nervous about something. We're taking it out on everyone and we don't even see it. Right. One of the most beautiful things I've ever heard was my pastor actually in church a couple weeks ago made this statement and it stuck with me so strongly. And he said, if you're really brave, ask people what it's like to be on the other side of you. And I was like, ouch, that takes massive vulnerability.
Wow. Yeah.
Because we don't know how we're perceived. We don't know the things we do. Often humans have really good intent, but our delivery is way off.
Right. Yeah.
So having the courage to say that to a partner, to say that to a best friend, to say that to maybe a sister or brother or mother, husband, wife, partner, what is it like to be on the other side of me today? Because I feel off. And really listening with an open heart and without judgment and without shaming yourself and just being like, okay, I'd like the opportunity to say sorry. Yeah. I realize I've been rushing around here and, you know, I have no bad intent, but I can see how I could have come across snappy or short or any of those things. And so I have people in my life that have permission to call me out on my, you know what.
Right.
So it sucks when they do every single time. And they'll like I always say, just ask permission first because you don't know what my day is like. So I'll have my girlfriend Jess, she'll come in and she'll be like, do I have permission to tell you what I'm seeing right now?
Right.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And I think like, there's a few things that you said there that was super important was, you know, obviously we got that timing, right? Like that it's because we don't want to catch somebody in the wrong frame of mind or anything and continue to like have that relationship kind of still be rocky. We want to pick that good time. But also I think like when we think about having to confront somebody about what's going on or be vulnerable, we kind of play these things in our mind.
Worst case scenario
and what it's going to be like. And I know for myself, it's hardly ever the way I imagined. And people
it
are
never is.
A lot more receptive than you imagine. And it actually can go better. But how does this help? You know, if we do these kind of relationship refreshing, how does that help us with our mindset and our emotional health? Like how, you know, what can that really do for us so that people can understand that how important this is?
Well, I think if you're not good, like mentally in one area of your life, you're not going to be good in all areas of your life. If you're sitting there, you've had a fight with your spouse or your boyfriend or partner, and then you go to work, you're not going to be 100% present at work. You're not going to be 100% there. You're not going to be 100% with your children. You're not even going to be 100% present with yourself because you're just going back to that conversation that blew up or whatever happened. And almost until that gets resolved, we're not 100% present anywhere. So by working on our relationships and getting our foundation, because there really are our foundations in life, and whether it's maybe you don't have a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or anything, but maybe you have like friends or like family, you know, yeah. I always call them family by choice, or you have a neighbor that you absolutely adore. Or, you know, there's always people in our lives that those relationships mean to us. And one thing I get my clients to do, and I'm like, you know, you're not going to be good if certain relationships aren't good. Write down the names of the people that if they hated you tomorrow, you would literally die inside.
Right.
Because yeah. It's not everybody they know, but there's probably a key 4 to 6 people.
Right.
That those relationships mean so much to them that if there was like, if they turned their back on them tomorrow, they'd be in some serious trouble mentally. Right. And so I help them kind of prioritize those ones and then work on like other ones. But start with those ones and make sure you're doing your part to nurture relationships or work. People think you just get a friend and they should be your friend forever and there's no issues and stuff, or you know, you get married and it should be like smooth sailing from there. Right. All the hard stuff's behind you. You did all the invites. Not so much. Like, relationships take growth work, and when you invest in them, the rest of your life benefits. Like every right. area.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of research that's even longevity research that has come out and says that relationships and our social environment is really key to living a enjoyable and long life. It affects our health in such a radical way that having this emotional wellness, if you like, that with ourselves and our other people, right, where we can communicate and enjoy each other. I mean, we look at cultures like Italy and France, where they have these, and Greece, where they have these kind of big social structures, and they have longevity. And so what you're really saying is here is, we've got to repair those relationships.
Yeah, and nurture them.
So that we can
breathe into them.
And so that we can live a long, healthy life, right?
People underestimate community and how important it is to us. We got a big kick of it during COVID. We saw how quickly community was important. We didn't know that before. It was very underrated and not prioritized. Right. So by doing these things, we're prioritizing our own health by prioritizing breathing in life to our community and our relationship.
Yeah, that's awesome. So one of the things that I always ask, because we're coming towards the end of the show here, I always ask, what are you doing, Belinda, to intentionally thrive?
I'm liking myself.
Okay.
Which is a hard thing to do every day. Some days you don't feel it, but I'm liking myself more and more each day. You know, I can look in the mirror and I'm proud of the person I see. And when I'm not, I change the things in my life that are interrupting that, so I can get back to that as soon as possible.
Right. And you talked about the ease, making things with ease, right? So, is part of that liking yourself, doing things that feel good, feel easy, but
still
uncomfortable, right? Still getting out of the comfort zone, but not to the resistance, not to that hardship.
I chase ease and effortlessness instead of chasing struggle and hardship. And I'm very intentional with that every day. I go towards the things that come easily and flowing into my life and really embrace those. The things that are very difficult and like it's a struggle, you know, I acknowledge that sometimes I'm going in the wrong direction when that's the constant. It should be, it can still be okay if it's a short-term thing, but if there's months into it and it's still hard and you know, you're drudging through the hard stuff to get there,
maybe
I just
time
really
to,
pay
to
attention
rethink
to
it.
That.
All right. Well, just remind listeners where they can reach you. So if they want to reach out and find out more about you, want more success tips, perhaps even a coaching session, how do they do that?
Definitely at BelindaGinter.com. So myname.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Belinda, it's been so fabulous. As I said, the time always goes so fast and we have so much to discuss, but I feel like we got some great practical, usable information today that we can take out into the world and do right away. And I'm so grateful that you came onto the show to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so pleased with everything that we got today. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We will be back with another podcast in a few weeks. I am Dr. Rachel Sweet, and this is The Best Living Show on Transformational Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet. Breathe, eat, sleep, thrive in every aspect of your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in Thursdays at 6 p.m. to continue your new narrative and step into a new way of being. We are not what people have told us we are. We are so much more than that. I am going to help you thrive and get the answers you desire, not only in the external world, but on the inside. For more information, go to drrachelsweet.com. That's drrachelsweet.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.